So we've just been able to sing about some of the wonderful things about heaven and what it'll be like. The elders have set aside this time for us this evening to offer an invitation so that we all might be prepared to join each other in heaven at some day. If you would turn over to Matthew chapter 22, I'd like for us to consider a parable that Jesus spoke that's about an invitation, describing the invitation for the kingdom of heaven. In Matthew chapter 22, I'd like for us, there's many things that we can talk about and consider, but I'd like for us just to focus on the response of the two groups of people, or at least one group of people and one person at the end, and consider the things that we can learn about their response to the invitation. Beginning in Matthew chapter 22, in verse 2, it says, "The kingdom of heaven is likened unto a certain king who made a marriage feast for his son, and sent forth his servants to call them that were bidden to the marriage feast, and they would not come. Again he sent forth other servants, saying, Tell them that are bidden, Behold, I have made ready my dinner. My oxen and my fatlings are killed, and all things are ready. Come to the marriage feast. But they made light of it, and went their ways, one to his own farm, another to his merchandise. And the rest laid hold on his servants, and treated them shamefully, and killed them." Now consider the response here of this first group. Here the king has prepared this marriage feast. He's done all things. He sends out his messengers and say, all things are ready. Come to the marriage feast that I have prepared. All they had to do was to come. And what does it say? Their response to it was in verse 5. It says, but they made light of it. And we make it the spiritual application to our invitation as well tonight. Would you make light of the invitation that the God of heaven sends to you? To make light of something means to treat it without the high respect that it deserves. An invitation from the king to come to his feast. You don't have to bring anything but simply to come. And yet they made light of it. They found things in this world that were more important to them. It says one went back around his merchandise, one went back to his own farm, and then others spitefully treated the messengers that came before them and abused them and ridiculed them and even killed some of them, referring to the prophets that God had sending out to proclaim his message. They made light of it. They didn't treat it with respect. And the response of the king in verse 7 says, but the king was wroth, or very angry, and he sent his armies and destroyed those murderers and burned their city. Truly, someone who makes light, who won't take seriously the invitation of the king, when all he asks is for you to come to the feast, what more could be expected besides destruction? If you don't want to be in the presence of the king, then the king doesn't want you in his presence either. And that's the response that he has here. He was very angry because of the lack of respect that they showed for his invitation, and in rejecting it. Beginning in verse 8, he says, then he said to his servants, the wedding is ready, but they that were bidden were not worthy. Go ye therefore into the partings of the highways, and as many as ye shall find, bid to the marriage feast. And those servants went out into the highways and gathered together all as many as they found, both bad and good. And the wedding was filled with guests. But when the king came in to behold the guests, he saw there a man who had not on a wedding garment. And he said unto him, Friend, how camest thou in hither, not having a wedding garment? And he was speechless. Now consider this man's response as well. Again, the message that was sent out by the king, all things are ready, come to the feast. When all things are ready, it was tradition back at that time, as it might seem kind of awkward, that here was somebody that he just pulled up off the road, and then the king's complaining that he didn't have the right type of clothes on when he was just pulled in off the highways. Well, tradition of the time, kings and princes that gave feasts like this always provided the garments for them, the right type of apparel. When he says all things are ready, truly meant all things. There was no excuse for this person. The opportunity was there to put on the right type of garments. The king had made that available to him as well. So either he did not avail himself to put it on, or he spitefully refused to take the things that the king had given to him. In essence, he's saying, I will come, but I will come on my own terms. And what's the response of the king to that as well? The man, when he's addressed by the king, it says that he was speechless. He had no answer when the king asked, "Why don't you have on a wedding garment?" He had no response, no good answer to the king. And then verse 13 says, "Then the king said to his servants, 'Bind him hand and foot, and cast him out into the outer darkness. There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. For many are called, but few are chosen.'" So consider this evening the response that we see of these two groups. One who would hear the invitation and not treat it with the respect that it deserves, and would reject it, and would do away with it, and treat those spitefully who came to proclaim it to them. And their end, all the king had to do was to destroy them out of his presence. Then here was the one who came unprepared to the occasion. The king had provided all things, and all things were ready. All they had to do was come to the feast. But he wanted to come under his own terms, under his own guise, and he refused the things that the king had provided for him. We in like manner have the invitation open to us tonight as well. God has provided all things that we need for our salvation. He provided the sacrifice for our sins. He sent his own Son to die on our behalf, to provide that atoning blood for us that would wash us clean of our sins. All he asks is that we come under his conditions and his terms as well. So are we willing to do that? All things are ready. The same invitation applies for us tonight. Are you willing to come to the feast that the king has prepared? If we can assist you in some way this evening, whether it's in response to that invitation, through repentance of your sins, through confession of your faith that you do believe that Jesus is the Son of God and what he has done for our sakes, to forgive us of our sins, and we can assist you in the burials of baptism tonight to have your sins washed away. Or perhaps you need the prayers and encouragement of the congregation here tonight, then we offer you the invitation to come while we now stand and sing.